Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi there, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where we talk all about entrepreneurship and being a boss and running your own business, and most importantly, creating a life that you love. And that can mean working less hours and earning more money. It is possible to work part-time hours and still earn a great income that allows you to live the life that you want to live and have the flexibility that you either want or need. And that is what we talk about on Tuesday. So today, I want to walk you through one of the things that I do that I know you can do that will make a difference. One of the keys to being able to work fewer hours and still get done what needs to get done in order to grow your business and to move forward is to plan your week. So if you're not currently planning your week out, either over the weekend or Monday morning, I want you to promise me that you're going to give this a try next week. And then I want you to DM me on Insta at Etched Marketing Academy and let me know how it went for you and let me know if it's making a difference. So what I want you to think about when you're planning your week, I want you to look at your calendar and I want you to be very realistic. So take a look at your calendar, and if you work when the kids are in school or you're working another full-time job and this is your side hustle and you work on the weekends or the evenings, I want you to look and be very realistic. How many hours do you think you can work this coming week? If you've got 5 hours to give, you're not going to be able to get 10 hours worth of work done. So look very realistically, what do you have going on? So what are your priorities for the week from a personal perspective? What are your priorities for the week from a business perspective? If, like me, you have elementary school age children where your schedule is kind of dependent on their schedule at times, then you need to look and see, is there a half day? Is there a school in-service day? You know, what does your schedule look like? Are you willing to trade them watching tablets the entire time in order for you to have work time? I don't know about your house, but that's kind of how it goes at my house. If kiddo is not at school, aftercare, camp, activity, if he's home with me and I need to get work done, for the most part, he wants to be on screens the entire time. So mama doesn't work a full day if he's at home with me, which is why I pay for childcare. But everybody's in different situations. So I want you to really look at that. What do you have? Doctor's appointments? Do you have other commitments, volunteer activities? Do your kids need driven to scouts or swimming? Do you want to work out? Whatever it is, look at your calendar and determine how many hours you have available this week. How many things are already there that are going to take time? And I want you to put them on your calendar. Now it's up to you. Do you want to use a paper calendar? Do you want to use a Google calendar? Do you want something like a big dry erase board? I personally love to have a big dry erase board next to my desk, but that only has like my big picture view so that I know when our vacations are and when my classes are being taught live and when the big promotions are for the business. My little nuanced view is 100% on my Google calendar because I want to make sure if I'm scheduling lunch with the girls, I don't want to also have a live class with my students at the same time because that's not professional at all. So you want to make sure that you can view this and you can have access to it and it's easy to get to. So look at your week and look at what do you have already on your plate? How many hours do you have available that you can realistically work this week? From there, I want you to think about the days. Are you going to work every day? Are you going to work a few days? Are you going to work the weekdays? Are you going to catch up on the weekend? where are you going to work? And I want you, if you want, you can time block, go ahead and block out those hours now. On Tuesday, I'm going to work from 10 to 12. On Wednesday, I'm going to work from 1 to 7. And on Saturday, I am going to work because somebody's going to be home or my house is going to be quiet. And so I'm going to work from 8 to noon or 6 to noon, whatever it is. Block that time out. Now I want you to look at the priorities. What do you have that you need to do in your business that is going to have the biggest impact on your business? Oftentimes, the things that we do don't truly impact the bottom line. We spend a lot of time wasting time. And so if we can stop the time wasters and we can focus on what's going to truly make a difference and an impact, that's how we can make more money and work fewer hours. So I want you to look at, what do you have that you need to get done? Now, if you don't yet have a plan, you don't have goals, don't worry. For this week, I just want you to be aware of this. Next week, we'll do an episode on goal setting, because I think that's a big thing we should look at, especially going into Q4. So I'm going to do an episode for you on goal setting next week. So if you don't have that yet, don't worry about it. But for now, what do you think is the most important thing that you can do this week? And then how many of those things are there that you can get done this week realistically? If you have 5 hours to work, don't pick 15 high priority items. The reality is there are not 15 high priority items in anyone's business today. Most of the time, there are two or three things that you could get done in a week that would truly make a difference and move your business forward. If you are a course creator and you don't have an email list, then maybe what you want to do this week is work on your opt-in. Or if you haven't even gotten that far, maybe your big thing is to research email service providers and choose one. And just make a choice. Don't get caught in analysis paralysis. Don't spend 6 hours trying to figure out which one to use. Ask people you trust. Ask in groups. Find out. MailChimp is free. If you are just starting out, you have no email list yet, you have no money to market your business, use MailChimp. It's free. If you are more established and you have money to spend and you've got people starting to come on your email list, or you're ready to grow an email list, then maybe don't use MailChimp, because it's not the most user-friendly, but it works for what it is, especially in the early days. You can use, what is it, Flowdesk. I use ActiveCampaign. A lot of people like ConvertKit. There's all sorts of options out there. Just do a little bit of research, ask around, make a decision, select your email service provider. And I want you to put your time on your calendar. If you're going to time block, I want you to go ahead and go to one of those times that you said you were going to work. And I want you to write in the notes on it that you're going to choose an email service provider. And you can put your notes as to who you're going to look at. And then the next time block, if you've done that and you want to also build out your opt-in this week, then go ahead and put in that you're going to work on your opt-in. And maybe that's that you're going to do research on it. Maybe it's that you're going to write the copy for it. Maybe it's that you're going to brainstorm what you should use as an opt-in. Whatever step you're at, I want you to put that on your calendar as well. Each time you work, you're going to do this because it's going to help you stay more organized. By having your week planned out, by knowing what you're going to work on, you will save a lot of time, and it will make it easier for you to accomplish your goals in less time. And we'll talk more in the future about how I time block and how I like break down big projects so that they're more manageable. I did this a lot with my staff when I was at the agency. I ran an SEO and content marketing team, and they would have big deliverables, big, huge projects and reports and things for clients. And I would break it down with them step by step and say, okay, by X date, you need to have this done. By X date, you need to have that done. And we would have it. We'd have our checkpoints. And by having it ahead of time and keeping it organized, we were able to get done with these huge projects without the overwhelm that sometimes can happen. And that's what I want for you, my friend, because I know that it is possible. You may be dreaming about working part-time hours. Maybe you want to work 20 hours a week or 30 hours a week, and you want to be able to have everything that you want. You want to be able to earn the living that you want and have the flexibility that you're looking for, then my friend, this is the key. So make sure you join me. Tune in every Tuesday. If you have questions, DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy. Make sure you're listening to the Thursday podcasts because those are going to be all about your SEO and your content marketing, which are going to be the key to getting traffic to your website on autopilot so that you can grow this business that you can almost put on evergreen, that you can truly have this lifestyle that you want. So we're going to talk on Tuesdays about what we do from a business perspective. And on Thursdays, we're going to talk about how we get there. All right. Thanks. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy, and I will see you right back here next week.